Hey everybody, it's Grandpa Bill, and welcome once again to another edition of Super Seniors, because we are. Workouts for Geriatrics, aka Silver Streakers. All kids from 1 to 92, all of you in the listening audience, whatever your demographics, your age on chronology, I want to revisit what we do and how we do it here. Shows all encompassing the Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour, featured on Spotify, both via video and audio there. All of my videos are then transferred to my YouTube channel, and I've been blessed that audio wise you can hear me on pretty much any platform that you would enjoy listening to any podcast show. All of them, you pick it. There we are, always can use help in accentuating our exposure to the search engines. We are on pretty much all venues that you would find any podcast show: Anchor, Amazon, Apple, Google, Sketcher, Stitcher, you name it, Sketcher's a shoe. But Grandpa Bill discusses all topics to promote good health and wealth, and all things regarding protecting not only we seniors, all generations. That's where goodwill ambassadors like yourselves, kids from 1 to 92, first of all, gleaning the relevant information that would be pertinent to yourselves wherever in all the multifaceted subjects that we encompass at this podcast show. That's my vision for all of these three shows that I do. Two dedicated to sharing and marketing wholesale income possibilities and enjoying the advantages of two subscription wholesale-based membership clubs. There, the Holistic Healing Hour, a little bit more ethereal, always at all three about life, the roof of the mind, the body, and the soul. And Goodwill Ambassadors, those that participate in the many intuitive groups, which are getting significant numbers, we're setting and paving the way for the legacy to change many things in the world. Sources of food, water, clean air, soil, inflation, hedging, the monetary system, what goes on in the world arena, toxicity, 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 and how food, water, and air, and soil are so degrading, what and how we can do together to supply healthy food, plant-based foods, natural food, fruits, water supply that are going to do you the most for health and wealth at the cellular level. And of course, you listeners are a major piece of our puzzle to continue to promote good health for all animals, their people, plants, and this planet. It is with like-minded intuitives such as yourselves that we continue to spread the message on many fronts of how to take back what's rightfully ours the right way. These are the subjects that we embrace. These are the subjects we encourage. We look for your help and support. We are self-sustaining here. We don't charge subscriptions to listen to a podcast show. What I do is through the advocacy programs and promotion of these potential income opportunities when, where, and if, now in full retirement for me, I put back into these shows to try to improve the quality, the quantity, the equipment, the studio. And with your great help moving forward, this is how I'm going to continue to pay it forward with products, people that I have documented proof from a career now fully retired long ago and far away, when I had my own sole proprietorship for over a quarter century, providing health tidbits and products for both animals and humans. And oh, by the way, we talked about many subjects then, as I've been doing podcasting one way and or the other for over 12 years, flying under the proverbial radar screen for lots of reasons. The show is organic in every sense of the word, to include subject matter bleepers, blunders, bloopers. We do this to be a harbinger of perceived good information. By you paying it forward, we continue to grow exponentially with your help. Now let's get to today's show and welcome one and all. And thank you for being there and continuing to pay it forward. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, and welcome to another edition of ABH Sales Chemical Ballistic Healing Hour Prelude Show. Quick synopsis, 10 minutes or less. Prelude show to my Friday, the 24th, in-studio guest, Sean Hamilton. I'm going to segue right into it from the Podmatch Arena, where I extended the invitation to him, myself as host, to him as guest. He accepted, and here's a little bit about from the Podmatch Arena. Sean Hamilton: all it takes for evil to prevail is for good people to sit by and do nothing. His words of wisdom. About Sean, verbatim: are you looking for an expert voice to shed light on a crucial topic that affects millions of people? As the author of When Your Partner Says, number sign, Me Too, Your Role and Responsibilities in Their Recovery Process, I'm passionate about helping partners of survivors navigate the complex journey of supporting their loved ones' healing process. Drawing on my extensive research and experience and you can insert your own relative background or expertise, which he will do when he gets here to do so, he's developed practical insights and actionable advice that can help anyone in this situation feel more informed, empowered, and equipped to support their partner. Let me bring my unique perspective and expertise to your podcast, him to myself, in response. Start a meaningful conversation that can help make a positive impact in people's lives. Hi, my name is Sean Hamilton. I'm a veteran of the United States Navy and a husband to a survivor of sexual violence. It's a journey that can be incredibly challenging, emotional, and isolating, but it's also one that can be filled with hope and healing. After spending over 5 years writing my book, When Your Partner Says, number sign, Me Too, Your Role and Responsibilities in Their Recovery Process, I've discovered practical insights and strategies that can help partners of survivors navigate this journey with more confidence and clarity. In fact, there were three key things that my wife and I learned early in our recovery process that made all the difference. I'd love to share these insights, again, him to me, with your audience and inspire others to be better allies and advocates for their partners. Again, continuing verbatim from the Podmatch area about Sean: as someone who has experienced the challenges of supporting a partner through sexual violence, I'm deeply committed to raising awareness, promoting healing, and empowering partners to play an active role in their loved one's recovery. I believe that my book and my personal experience can offer a unique perspective and practical advice that can benefit your audience, meaning mine, or any podcasters. I'm excited about the possibility, these are his words, of sharing my insights on your podcast and engaging in a meaningful conversation that can make a difference. I look forward to hearing from you, which he obviously already has, and you can reference his website. I want to finish up here in the Podmatch Arena real quickly about his biography, verbatim. Sean Hamilton is a husband, partner of a survivor of sexual abuse and violence, and U.S. Navy veteran. He has dedicated his life to supporting survivors and advocating for change in the way that we approach sexual violence and its aftermath. Sean spent 5 years researching and writing the title of his book, which is When Your Partner Says, with the number sign in front of it, Me Too. We all know that Me Too. Yes, that Me Too. Your Role and Responsibilities in Their Recovery Process. This book provides guidance and support for partners of survivors and has become a valuable resource for individuals looking to support their loved ones through their healing journey. In addition to his writing, Sean is also a powerful speaker who has shared his message with hundreds of high school students across the country. I'm going to stop there and interject. That's one of the key reasons that I extended the visit to him. Those of you that follow my show, you know I have a granddaughter, teenage age, most definitely high school. And as we speak, sophomore, and in a couple of more months, and then after the summer, and as the new year begins, a junior. So applicable in each of our own lives, be it children, grandchildren, family, what have you, through the education system. Continuing. Through his presentations, he raises awareness about the prevalence of sexual violence in communities and inspires students to seek help if they have survived abuse or know a fellow classmate who has. I'm trying to direct, with all due respect, my audiences and all audiences to please go to barnesandnoble.com. Take a serious consideration at looking at the book, what the book has to offer, and perhaps acquiring it for your family, and most assuredly, if applicable, in your family tree, wherever that may be. Neighbor, friend, co-worker, everybody has been affected by this directly, indirectly. So if you have someone you know is a partner to a survivor of sexual violence, Sean's book, When Your Partner Says, the number sign, Me Too, Your Role and Responsibilities in Their Recovery Process, is a must read. It offers practical insights and strategies to help partners navigate the complex and emotional journey of supporting their loved ones through recovery. By reading this book, you'll gain the tools and knowledge you need to be a better ally, advocate, and partner. You can find When Your Partner Says, number sign, Me Too, on major online book retailers like Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Sean's words, I truly believe that this book can make a difference, a positive difference, in the life of those affected by sexual violence. His words, and I encourage you to pick up a copy today. My words, I concur. Can't wait to have him here to expand upon this. I highlighted in the description of the show today what I actually titled the show per one of his many suggestions of titles for the show. I love them all. And there's several questions that he stands ready to field. And I highlighted three or four that I'm looking forward to talking with him on and with and about on Friday, the 24th, at live taping. Hope you all can join us during or after it's released. It will be ready and available, good Lord willing, on Saturday, the 25th. We hope to see you all there and continue to pay it forward. I think this is a subject that really needs to peel back the glass onion and take a look at this. It's so prevalent in all societies, most assuredly in our own, right here in the Western populace. Nowadays, more so than ever. We'll say bye-bye for now, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Peace, everybody.